Welcome to the Teach a Rockstar podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to providing valuable insights, practical tips, and proven strategies to equip new teachers for success. I'm your host, Steve Hiles, retired educator, published author, and instructional coach. Join me in each episode as we offer a supportive platform for navigating the challenges of the teaching profession. In today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at why is it that Gen Z and Alpha are making teachers quit. We're going to be taking a look at several points here, and the first one I want to talk about is the changing dynamics. Now, to set the stage, let's talk about the changing dynamics in the classroom. Generation Z and Alpha students born in the digital age have grown up with unprecedented access to technology and information. They bring a different set of expectations and learning styles to the table, which can clash with traditional teaching methods. Now, the question is, how are these differences impacting teachers today? The second thing is technological overload. All right. One of the primary challenges faced by educators today is the technological overload in the classroom. Gen Z and Alpha students are tech savvy and often more proficient in using digital devices than their own teachers. While technology can enhance the learning experience, it also brings challenges like shorter attention spans, increased distractions, and the need for constant adaptation. Teachers find themselves grappling with how to engage students, effectively without losing control of the learning environment. And that brings us to point three, instant gratification versus patience. You know, the instant gratification culture that has evolved with the younger generations poses another hurdle for teachers. With information available at their fingertips, students are accustomed to quick answers and immediate results. Traditional education processes, however, emphasize the importance of patience, critical thinking, and delayed gratification. Bridging the gap becomes a daunting task for educators, leading to frustration on both sides of the classroom. And this brings us to point four, mental health and well-being. The mental health and well-being of both students and teachers are crucial components of the educational landscape. The pressures and expectations placed on Gen Z and Alpha learners can be quite overwhelming, affecting their mental health. Teachers, on the other hand, find themselves dealing with a range of student issues while also managing their own stressors. The result is a challenging environment that contributes to burnout and a desire to seek alternative career paths. Point five here, and that's a lack of support systems, and this is a very key point here. A significant factor contributing to teachers leaving the profession is the perceived lack of support systems. You know, with increasing class sizes, limited resources, and administrative demands, educators often feel stretched thin. The need for tailored support for both teachers and students is essential to create a conducive learning environment. Now, without these support systems in place, teachers may find it very difficult to cope with the diverse needs of their students.
Are you a teacher who finds yourself drowning in the challenges of classroom management? Do student behaviors leave you feeling overwhelmed and drained at the end of each day? Picture this, a classroom where your students are not just present, but fully engaged, focused, and eager to learn. Say goodbye to classroom management stress and hello to success. The Teacher Rockstar Academy course is meticulously designed to equip you with the tools and strategies needed to skyrocket your effectiveness as a teacher. Curious to know if the Teacher Rockstar Academy course is the missing piece in your teaching journey? If you're ready to reclaim control of your classroom and witness the incredible impact on your students, then use the link in the podcast description to learn more about this program.
Point six, and that's the changing role of teachers I want to discuss here for a minute. You know, the role of teachers has evolved over the years, and with the entry of Gen Z and Alpha students into the classrooms, it's undergoing yet another transformation. Teachers are not only educators, but also mentors, facilitators, and sometimes even counselors. Navigating this multifaceted role requires adaptability and a continuous learning mindset. Some teachers may feel ill-equipped to handle these expanded responsibilities, leading to frustration and burnout. Okay, moving on to point seven, and that's the impact of socioeconomic factors. Socioeconomic factors play a crucial role in shaping the educational landscape. Disparities in resources, access to quality education, and economic opportunities can create challenges for both teachers and students. Understanding how these factors intersect with the dynamics of generational differences is essential to address the root causes of teacher attrition. Okay, and that leads us to point eight, and that's the impact of children misbehaving. Now, let's dive into a critical aspect of the challenges faced by teachers, okay? The impact of children misbehaving in the classrooms. With the changing dynamics we discussed earlier, misbehavior among Gen Z and Alpha students has become a prevalent issue. Disruptions, lack of focus, and disregard for classroom rules. Assaults on teachers. That seems to be happening quite frequently here today. Disrespecting teachers can create an environment that is definitely not conducive to effective learning. Point nine, the lack of consequences. Kind of goes hand in hand here with the last point I just made. A key factor exacerbating the issue of misbehavior is the perceived lack of consequences, okay? In an era where traditional disciplinary methods may be in question, teachers find themselves navigating a delicate balance between maintaining order and avoiding potential backlash. The absence of clear and consistent consequences for misbehavior can lead to a sense of impunity among students, further challenging the teacher's ability to manage the classrooms effectively, and that's a big problem here. Point 10, disrespect and apathy of parents. And this is really sad here, but, you know, beyond the classroom, the disrespect and apathy of some parents, okay, can significantly contribute to the challenges faced by teachers today. You know, in some cases, teachers report encountering parents who are uninvolved or dismissive of their child's behavior. Now, this lack of parental support can be demoralizing for educators as they struggle to instill the values and discipline in the classroom when faced with a disconnect between school and the home environment. Point 11, changing dynamics of parent-teacher relationships. The dynamics of parent-teacher relationships have shifted with the emergence of Gen Z and Alpha learners. While there are engaged and supportive parents, I don't want to say that there isn't, but the rise of helicopter parenting and a reluctance to acknowledge a child's shortcomings can hinder the collaboration between educators and parents. Building a strong partnership between home and school is crucial, and I can't stress that enough, you know, for addressing the behavioral issues and fostering a positive learning environment in the classrooms. This leads us to point 12, the role of society today. You know, it's essential to recognize that the disrespect and apathy of parents are not isolated issues, but are reflective of broader societal trends. What do I mean by that? Well, the increasing demands on parents, economic pressures, and evolving cultural norms contribute to the challenges faced by families. Understanding these external factors is vital in developing holistic solutions that address both the classroom and societal demands, or dynamics rather, impacting children's behavior. And last but certainly not least, point 13 is the importance of a unified approach. As we navigate the complexities of children misbehaving and associated lack of consequences, it's evident that a unified approach is necessary. I mean, that's just common sense. Teachers, parents, and society at large must work collaboratively to instill values, foster respect, and create an environment where both students and educators can thrive. Open communication, shared responsibility, and a commitment to the well-being of future generations are key components of this unified approach. Now, I want to conclude here by saying that addressing the impact of children misbehaving requires a multifaceted strategy that considers the evolving dynamics in education, the need for clear consequences, and the crucial role of parent involvement. By acknowledging these challenges and working collectively toward solutions, we can create an educational landscape that nurtures positive behavior, mutual respect, and a love for learning. Well, my friend, we have come to the end of this episode, and I want to thank you for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. Now, if you ever have an idea for a topic that you would like me to discuss on a show, please shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I read every email that comes in here. Okay? So, at any rate, we would love to hear from you. We will see you same time, same place next week. And remember, my friend, you've got this.
The Teacher Rockstar Podcast with your host, Steve Hiles. We hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we have. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and join our growing community of teacher rockstars. Until then, thanks for listening.